Stay warm at the Horseshoe this season. Score an exclusive, officially licensed Ohio State scarf when you subscribe to the Columbus Dispatch. Get the planet's best Buckeye coverage, award-winning reporting, and one amazingly cozy scarf by subscribing at dispatch.com/scarf. This promotion is licensed by the Ohio State University. Trademarks used with permission.
I'll answer any questions for you guys.
Third row, middle. Dan?
Urban, obviously you guys go into a season with expectations of competing for a national championship. Now that that might not be a possibility, how do you make sure that this team stays motivated?
No, that's something we work on, not today. That's something we've been working on all year, and that's you try to get a very close team that cares about each other, that plays really hard, and it's not going to be some speech I give to the team. So it's a process. It's a journey that we're on, and there's still plenty of things, great things ahead. So,
middle row back, Steve.
Yeah, Coach. Back in the middle. One of the things that maybe came out of this game was maybe a lack of discipline. You guys had personal foul penalties that allowed them to extend drives and things on offense as well, where you just didn't keep it a clean game. I don't know. What's your thought about how those things have kind of crept into your team's play, and how frustrating it must be, you know, for the players and coaches alike?
Yeah, there was a couple of devastating penalties that kept drives alive, and no excuse for them, and we addressed them, and I can think of two or three right off the top of my head. They were drive savers, you know, they had dark targeting, and then you had a couple just silly penalties. So yeah, that's something we've addressed, and you can't, you know, those kind of games, you can't have those.
Was the targeting, was it out of frustration because they couldn't get there, or what explanation were you given on, it appears he headbutts the quarterback. I don't know, what was going on there?
I talked to him, he just came up and apologized, and it was, you know, unique. It wasn't an open field type thing. He was just lunging at the ball is what he told me, and so there is no intent is what he told me.
Front row left, Mitch.
Urban, have you been able to put your finger on any the reasons for JT's inconsistency between the two games, Penn State and Iowa last week?
Yeah, really inconsistent. He's been on a nice roll with efficiency, taking care of the football, and that was not normal for by him, and so we watched it closely. Obviously, today's a big day to get going on the next game, but you know, it felt like he forced it, especially right before the half. You know, that was a devastating one. So just, you know, we're not a sling'em type group. We're a highly efficient throwing team, and he's been great up to this point.
Did he tell you anything specific about
what? No.
All right, over here, Clay.
Just the nature of this series with Michigan State, Coach, the closeness of it, and just the ability to bounce back now, kind of following up on.
That's going to be a key. And like the person who asked earlier, you know, what do you say? This is something that we've been working on for a long time. You still look at the standings, and Ohio State and Michigan State are 1-2 in the Big Ten East. And everybody knows this game, you know, for the last, what's our sixth year playing them or something. It's usually it's just a prize fight. So the toughest, you know, tougher team usually wins. And we got to understand what we're going to play against. Great respect for them, and they're playing well.
Second row right, Rob.
Urban, you know better than anybody how high the expectations are here. So after a loss like Saturday, people are asking, wondering, what's going on? What's wrong? Where's the program headed? I know when you came...
Where's the program headed?
Yeah. When you came here, you took it to the top, you fixed it. I would imagine the challenge of keeping and maintaining that height is different than fixing something. What is there a problem with the
just program? We're playing Michigan State this week, and we've got to really practice well and fix a turnover issue on offense and play a little better on defense. Kicking was much better.
Front row right, Bill.
When you were down last week this time, you talked about the maturity that your team showed in rallying against Penn State. Iowa scored 31 straight points after it was tied at 17. Did you misjudge the maturity level or the ability, or is it a case of Iowa playing really well and you're just having a bad day?
I think Iowa played well and we didn't play very well, and turnovers and not being able to get off the field on defense caused that game to turn out the way it did.
And you were asked this last week about J.K. Dobbins, and you said you don't micromanage. But you've also said in past years that you want to make sure that your top playmakers get the ball a certain amount of times. He only got 6 carries on Saturday. Is that something that you are disappointed with? Is something you're going to make sure you're going to change in the future?
We have conversation about it. If there's a huge disparity between, I think Mike's playing hard, I think J.K.'s our starter. I had a couple nice runs. Those are things we talk about, but once again, I think Coach Alford does a nice job. You know, he should have more than 6 carries. But we got behind and started throwing it a lot.
Front row right, Austin.
Just to follow up on that, Herbert, is it possible that you may start micromanaging that, or why don't you get involved with trying to get J.K. the ball, if that makes sense?
Because I think you have 2 quality tailbacks. I think that... J.K. is going to be a 1,000-yard rusher here pretty soon. And like I said, the way the game materialized in that third quarter, there wasn't a whole lot of runs after that point. But those are certainly conversations. J.K. deserves the ball.
When you guys had those consecutive injuries on the offensive line that seemed to change things, is the depth still not where you want it on that unit?
Not even close.
Front row left. Doug?
Urban, Iowa did seem to do a good job with their offense, hitting the tight end, getting you guys in some play action. They found some things that worked, and it seemed like defensively they obviously had scouted you guys well and maybe sniffed out some of the things that you guys had done effectively in your pass game previously. Did they have a better game plan on both sides of the ball than Ohio State?
I think they executed their game plan well. You know, I thought the first few drives was, you know, through the first quarter and a half, it was up and down the field. And then we went on a, you know, when that had those injuries in the 17-17 ball midfield. And you feel like you're somewhat controlling the line of scrimmage, our offense I'm talking about. And high-end execution in the pass game. And then it just, you know, a bunch of 3-and-outs and we couldn't get off the field. And then you start panicking on the offense, and that's not good for anybody.
After the Oklahoma game, we talked about you guys noticed that the linebackers had gotten hurt in play action and coverage, and Oklahoma hit you guys there. That happened again against Iowa. When you have something that happens, you think it's fixed, and it happens again, is that a failing of that position group and then of that position coach to allow that to happen again?
Sure, it is. You know, the week before, I thought they played very well. They didn't play very well this week.
So then, how do you evaluate that? Bill Davis is a first-year coach here, and it's 2 losses, and we're talking about issues at his position group. How do you evaluate that as the head coach?
I evaluate it.
Far left, Lori.
Coach, in 6 of your last 7 losses, the quarterback has had more carries than your leading running back. I'm wondering, is that a coincidence, or is that a sign of what the defenses that have had the most success against you are doing?
Oh, that's a good question. A lot of times when you're struggling, that's kind of your get-out-of-jail card-free. I can see that now that you brought that up. That's not by intent, and a lot of those are scrambles. You know, when you're behind and you start throwing the ball, you're going to get some pressures where the guy's going to run a little bit.
Ideal ratio that you'd like to see there?
As far as Q runs?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to have that many. You want to, 8 to 10 to 12. You don't want to have that many.
Second or left, Ari?
Urban, when you first got here, I remember you saying that you hoped that this program would get to a point where there would be a lot of early NFL departures, like that would be an annual thing.
I said that?
Yeah, or you said that is a sign that things are cooking well or something like that. Now that that's kind of come true every year, you guys have guys leaving early to the NFL. Are there challenges that you face in this program other than just the idea of having to replace them on the field? I'm talking about bigger than just every year having to replace them.
Sure. I don't remember saying that. I think that's part of the life in the big city, that when you recruit good players and develop them and they play well, that there's chances, great chances. It creates all kinds of issues. When you start talking about as many as we've had, as far as the turnover, as far as keeping that recruiting board fluid, as far as an early signing date, that's going to be all, this is all major, major numbers game that you have to somehow manage. And, you know, the date, I think, is January something, 15th or 14th, whatever that date is, that you find out. Signing date's already been over for a while. Those are all things that are, and we're playing Michigan State, but those are all things that occupy a lot of time.
I've had a few questions from readers asking, like, if you felt like that this has become such an NFL factory that it's hard to get complete buy-in from the team in terms of just, you know, players who have been here for a long time, because there's people continually leaving every other year and they're coming here more so to be developed.
That's something you got to watch. You got to watch. I mean, that's something that happened to us in Florida a little bit, where, you know, guys, you know, every player that comes to Ohio State has a dream of playing in the NFL, and they should. But you have to, you know, whether it's agents, whether it's people in people's ear, and those are all things you have to have constant conversation with them about. I watch closely.
Bill?
Urban, this team throws the ball more than any team you've coached in your career statistically. You're running the ball less than you have at any other time since you've been here. We've talked a lot about the passing game. I know you guys have worked hard to become more balanced. Is it possible that in that quest to become a better passing team, you've maybe lost a little bit of your identity as a power running team?
Yeah, we discussed that as well. You know, really through about a six-game run there, we were really nice balance as far as run-pass ratio, throwing for a little bit more than we have. But yeah, that's a much different, you know, makeup right now than when we were heavy. It used to be about a 70% run. It's about 55-45 now.
And then Laurie asked you about the quarterback runs. We know when you're running the read, like, if they're going to let the quarterback keep it, he should keep it. How do you adjust to make sure when they are doing that, that you still find ways to get the ball into the tailback?
Yeah, that's hard, because that's exactly what I was doing. Those weren't design cue runs. Those were they were going to take the ball out of JK's hands, a lot of those runs. So those are all things that we have to game plan and continue to work and find ways to give handoffs to the tailback.
And final question, front row right, Tim.
Yeah, Urban, going back to your defense real quick, I know you won't get into detail about it, but what did you and Greg talk about over the last day and a half about what you saw out there, 48 points? You know, obviously they got a pick six, but what just generally was your biggest disappointment about the way the defense played?
Well, I missed tackles, and I didn't feel, this is one of the first games I can remember not controlling the line of scrimmage, and just not getting off the field in third downs because of penalties or because of, you know, we had them backed up many to several times and they got out of the hole. So we just had conversation and let's move on towards Michigan State and try to go win this game.
Is it a sense too, though, that Iowa had a really good, I mean, it looked like they were almost a step ahead in their play calling, whatever you want to call it. They had you guys, you know what I mean, on the flip-flop, so to speak, and they had a lot of those drag routes where they had cleared out underneath and things like that. Was that a case of that too, of the other team kind of like calling the plays at the right time? Another word.
Yeah, I just think so. There were some miscues too. Yeah. You know, we didn't play very well. So yeah, I think it's coming. Anytime you see that type of thing, you don't want to just say it's all miscues. It's, you know, the week before that, you know, there wasn't the miscues, and there were this week. And so now the question you have to ask is why, and that's not so much the how, but why did that happen? Are we not practicing? Are we got the right people playing? All those type of things.
Michigan State's obviously watching that. I mean, they've seen tight ends, you know, do some damage against you guys, some of that kind of stuff. Just what's your biggest concern about Michigan State's offense coming into this game?
Oh, he's really throwing the ball, yeah. He threw for 400 yards. Have not watched a lot of them yet. Today's, what, Monday? I don't watch them until Tuesday. But I visited with our defensive staff, and they're, you know, he's thrown for 800 yards the last two games. You know, one was overtime, several overtimes, but he's thrown at a very high level, and they're a much different team. You know, they're not, you know, used to be kind of a 70-30 run pass. It's not that right now.
Coach, thank you.
Thanks, guys.